We gotta try. You gotta try.
I can. I'm really bad with accents.
Lady Bridgerton. That's the only thing I can say is Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Harry, that was pretty.
Potter. Harry
Potter.
Harry Potter.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. That's so good.
I'm not good with accents.
What else? I can only say lines from Harry Potter.
Have it go.
Ron.
He's going to sacrifice himself.
No, there must be another way. I remember one of my kids was like, hey, can I go get a bottle of water? Oh, I'm sorry. I was like, what? Fix it. It was fine the first time.
He's like, no, actually, I needed to impress you.
A bottle of water. Thank you.
Bottle of water. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can only say
water.
That's it.
Well, take me back to Regency dresses and debutantes and the mamas.
And the mamas.
Take me back.
Annoying mamas.
Oh my gosh. I've been waiting.
You've been waiting for this?
Don't you hear it? Don't you hear the Ariana Grande music played instrumental version?
I can't wait for that.
Back.
So it's kind of cute because we were going to start our podcast with Julia Quinn's book.
The Duke and I,
yes. But shit happened. I think the universe knew that we were not supposed to start with that one. And so it wasn't our first published episode, but it was the one that we had filmed. Yeah, but then it got corrupted, so we had to do it like 3 times.
Oh my God, that was cursed.
Mm-hmm.
But Julia Quinn, she's known for her Bridgerton series. And most people know Bridgerton because of the Netflix series.
Mm-hmm.
But these books have been loved for like a minute, like a while.
Loved?
Yeah, like how can you look at the Mona Lisa and not cry? Same with the Bridgerton books. Welcome to a discussion of the Bible, of God's work, God's plan, written in words.
Okay, by Julia Quinn,
Julie Q.
No. So this one is titled Romancing Mr. Bridgerton, which is actually not supposed to be the third one.
No.
They totally skipped Benedict.
Honestly, who the fuck is Benedict?
The artsy brother. Don't be rude.
No,
wait, did you even finish the Netflix show?
Yeah.
Okay, we talked about it.
I did, but I never watched the Queen Charlotte one.
Oh, I haven't seen that one either. I heard it was really sad.
I heard so too.
And I don't really want to see that.
Me neither.
Because I've heard some things that it shows and I'm not comfortable watching it.
Okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But do you think going back to the Regency era is going to fix your life?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
It's going to have to.
Right.
Welcome to the Book Fix Podcast, a podcast where we fix lives one book at a time. I'm your host, Shelly.
And I'm your host, Yahida.
And like we said, we are visiting an old friend. Welcome to the Bridgertons.
The Bridgertons, yes. This is the fourth book, I believe, of the series. The series basically follows a whole family, the Bridgertons, and them finding love. And this one is Romancing Mr. Bridgerton, which is between Colin Bridgerton and Penelope
Featherington. Okay, first of all, how do you feel reading a Regency following a plus size queen, which I know the actress doesn't like to be called that?
I know she came out and said that she doesn't like to be praised, or I don't know if praise was the word she said, or just like she doesn't want to be mentioned
as that,
right? Like that's not
like she wants to be liked, but not liked because she's plus size.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And this book made it known that she was plus size too, based on, oh my God, the
Stones.
Fucking line.
What?
That there was a line near the end that was like, Penelope was so nervous, she skipped breakfast, which was so unlike her. I was like, what the fuck? Like, okay. All right.
I totally forgot about that. I thought you were going to mention how every time they talk about it, it's like, I was like 10 stones heavy. And it's like, what the? I've never heard.
Wait, what? Oh, her? She said that?
Like, they would just talk about her weight. It's like, yeah, when I weigh 10 stones, it's like, how heavy? What stones are you talking about?
How big
about?
Are these stones?
I know.
I just remember there was like a couple other lines that would mention her weight.
Or her eating.
Or her eating.
Okay, here's the thing. I don't mind, Or actually, I am happy that there's a plus size love interest.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy that it's not something that like is kind of done away with. Like if she were to bring up her weight, I didn't want the characters to be like, no, which some of them kind of did.
Yeah.
But, you know, I.
No, we still love you, yeah, sort of
it's
thing.
It's okay, though.
It's all right. It's not,
your fault.
Right.
That's my, oh my God. We'll talk about that later. But if the show is able to successfully do it, then good for it. Like, I hope it does it well. Mm. But, like, I hate, it's not her fault, but I hate that the actress is kind of trying to, like, no, don't bring it up like that. Because she's doing the thing we hate. Which is, like, you either bring attention to it positively or don't bring attention to it, but it feels wrong not to bring attention to it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, she's not the only actress who has mentioned that she doesn't like to be associated as just like a plus sized actress. There was the other one from Euphoria, right?
Yes. Yes. So. I do remember that.
Okay. I was kind of nervous. I was like, wait.
I think it was her, the one with the short hair.
Mm-hmm.
I get it, but it's kind of like, no, I get it. Because I wouldn't want to be like, oh, we're going to put you in this only because you're plus sized.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, well.
Well, that's great, I guess. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
I just wish that she would take it in stride. But
yeah,
it's not something you can ask of someone.
You but, know? You know, there's some things that I never really thought about. Oh my God, hello. Okay. There's some things that I never really thought about. Like, for example, I follow this, I follow a couple other like people online, and not just them being plus size, but also like, let's say that they have a lot of like acne scars.
Yeah.
It could, one or the other. It's because I've seen like this being said by two different people where when somebody comments, oh, you're so brave. I could never wear that or I could never do that. It's like, I guess when we were younger, comments like that, I didn't realize how backhanded they were. Not that I would say them, but I would have it be said to me. You know what I mean?
Oh, dude, I remember when I would get comments that were like, oh my God, dot, dot, dot. I can't believe it, dot, dot, dot. You're so beautiful. And it's like, why did you make it sound like you were about to say something bad?
Yeah.
Like sometimes I feel like people think that sounds nice because it's like, no, you totally misread it. And it's like, but you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You're like framing it as if it's about to be an insult because you know other people would insult.
Yeah.
That seems so wrong.
But like, you're different and you're better because you didn't insult me. But you did think about it though.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Gosh. So I completely understand the actresses who don't want to be just known as this one thing. Mm-hmm. But I kind of agree with you that it kind of feels wrong. Not saying that we should just talk about your weight, you know?
Yeah.
At least, like, acknowledge, like, you are someone who is loved.
Mm-hmm.
And you're plus size. I don't know.
And there's
I'm not no really sure how the best way would be.
There's no point in, like, erasing it. Because there's so many different body types.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like right now with acting and celebrities, everyone's trying to go for the same body type. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't the case when we were younger. There were, like, all different types of actors. But now it feels like there's some sort of a quality that they're looking for in actors, in all of them.
I feel like when we were younger, it was like skinny, like thick. Not thick, sorry. Like a stick. You know what I mean? Like where does that one look? Heroin chic? Where it's your cheeks are like sunken in. I mean, I guess that's kind of coming back again. But you know what I mean? Like when we were younger, I remember looking at models and actresses and being like, well, how the heck are her cheekbones doing that?
I do want to fix what I said. I agree with you. That was really big when we were younger.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, like different faces, everyone had a different face. But I feel mm-hmm. like now, because surgery is so easily accessible for like aesthetic reasons, which nothing wrong with it, but it feels like all celebrities are kind of
looking the same
because
mm-hmm. everybody wants like the, how do I say it? It's like the more like sunken in cheeks. They're getting, what is that? A buccal removal?
What's that?
It's like when you have like a round face, they like take off from your cheeks.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know you do that.
It looks more sunken in, I guess.
Would you ever?
No.
I don't think I would either.
I feel like I would be sad afterwards. I mean, sometimes, don't get me wrong, I look at my face and I'm like, wow, that's a round face. But then I think about like celebrities that I really like. And, you know, like Selena Gomez has a really round face and I think she's beautiful.
Yeah.
And there's other, like there's that one actress who was in The Boys on Amazon Prime.
Yes.
And I think, I don't know if she did. I have no idea. But her face doesn't look round anymore. I don't know. Maybe she just grew. I'm not sure. Yeah. But I don't know.
Yeah, because even, this is such a weird comparison, but even if I were to like cut my hair,
mm-hmm.
I get sad and regret it after for a bit.
Yeah.
And that's such a small change. So if I were to do like a change to my face, I don't think I'd be able to recover from that.
Really?
Because I feel like I would miss something. You know what I mean?
I think it would be uncanny when I look in the mirror, like something's up there.
Mm-hmm. I get what you mean.
I don't know. Nothing wrong with surgery, though.
But to
do whatever makes you happy.
To talk about this plus size story, because it is kind of what they're going for.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't mention it if it weren't for the fact that Julia Quinn mentions it a lot in the book. But we are following Penelope Featherington, which, by the way, there's going to be spoilers from books 1 through 3 and book 4. So if you have not seen or read Bridgerton, maybe go watch it. Mm-hmm. Maybe go read it. Listen to our first episode, but just take into account that was the first ever episode we filmed.
So
weren't giving bangers back then.
It's a bit flawed. Sorry about that. I just think it's so funny how different the book is from the show. It's like it's the same, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was reading Romancing Mr. Bridgerton, I just couldn't help but think to myself, how the hell did someone read this and just go, oh, fucking masterpiece. But you know what would be better? More drama. More flair. More
drama. Dude, but the thing is, I will say, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get that why someone would read this and be like, I want this to be my whole life. Because Julia Quinn has a really compliment. Wow. I want to compliment her.
Wow.
She has a really good way of writing funny dialogue.
Okay.
I thought she was pretty funny because the book starts off with like, oh, the first time I met the love of my life, his breath literally was taken away
by me
because he fucking fell off a fucking horse.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a silly thing, but then it just doesn't stop. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like the jokes just keep going.
Like there was like this whole, because Penelope and Colin, just to give a little bit of preface, they've been friends ever since her bonnet flew off of her head.
She was about 16, I think.
Yeah.
I don't remember. He was early 20s, I think. And she was with Eloise and Colin showed up on his horse or something. And then her bonnet flew off because of the wind and it hit him on the face. And he was really like chill about it. He kind of made a joke about it. And that's why she fell in love with him, because she thought, wow, he is so kind, so charming, so beautiful. Wow. Want to marry that man.
And then the year after, when she started, because they do seasons when they kind of like promote girls to get married.
When they're ready to be married, you know? So and the mamas are just like, this is my daughter. She can cook. She can clean.
She can color.
She can play the piano.
But they will do that. And her first year, which is a year after that, Colin always makes sure to dance with her or to like look like he's courting her, because Miss Bridgerton, Violet Bridgerton, which is the mom, always kind of feels bad that no one ever wants to
take her out to dance. I feel so bad for Penelope, because through the book, she's very just like ignored. She's definitely a wallflower, right?
Yeah, it's like, oh, you're here, Pen? I didn't even see you.
And it's kind of like a joke, or I don't know, just kind of just like a thing where people don't notice that Penelope is there. So when they're in a group and she says something, if ever she says something, the person next to her will be like, oh, I didn't even see you there. Hey.
And then she'll say something to add to the conversation and they'll just pretend that it wasn't.
Yeah, like they'll just ignore her again. So it's like a whole thing, right? So I think that Colin felt bad for her. And so he would dance with her during these seasons, but he had no interest in getting married.
I do want to mention, too, that Penelope's Featherington's mom, Portia Featherington,
is
that her name? Love that they're all named after cars that don't exist yet. But Portia would often dress Penelope in the ugliest ass dresses. If you've seen the season, it's like so, it's older than Regency, but it's because her mom was like, you want to get married, wear yellow, because yellow's such a happy color.
Yeah,
but it would not flatter her at all,
just to make her stand out.
Yep.
Hold on, I lost my train of thought.
It's okay, I'm sorry.
So Colin didn't want to get married, right? And he's very much like that brother, that Bridgerton brother that loves to travel, isn't really like looking to be tied down. Yep. But I think when he sees his brothers and Daphne, his sister, being in happy relationships, I think he starts to feel like, yeah, or what the hell am I made for? You know, what am I here? What's my next purpose? He's not really happy anymore just traveling.
Yep.
And I don't remember exactly when, but I remember, didn't he have a conversation with his brothers where they were kind of like telling him, hey, why don't you just court Penelope for real?
Well, it's because I think it was by the second year. No, the first year. It was before Lady Whistledown was a thing. Lady Whistledown, Society Papers, was a thing. So apparently Violet Bridgerton, which is the mom, kept telling Colin like, well, you know, you dance with her all the time. What if Penelope? What if that's one? And she kept insisting it. And I think the brothers were kind of like teasing him about it as Penelope was walking out of the Bridgerton house to go home. And you just hear Colin say, I would never court Penelope.
Her? Never.
And then
he kind of made it like a point. And also they did show that in the first season of the Bridgerton TV show, where he was telling his friends, I don't think it was his brothers, I don't think, where he was like, Penelope and me, it's never gonna happen.
And then Penelope, with all the bravery of a queen, is like, I never asked you to court me.
Yeah.
I never asked you to marry me. And he's like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And it's like, no, nothing to apologize for if there were no feelings tied to it. And she started leaving and all the brothers were like, oh, you, do you need a walk home? Do you need that?
Do you have your chaperone?
But since Antony's the oldest, it was like, yeah, I'll go with Antony. And Antony was like, I am so sorry. Colin is not usually like that. And it's like, yeah, he didn't know he had an audience. But it's so fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, I hate this idea. Because no matter what Colin does after, there was still a moment where he was like, I need to make sure no one thinks I like the bigger girl.
Like, why were you so quick to just say no? No. Me and Penelope, never. Don't even think about it.
In a society where marriage is such a big thing, I would assume that you getting along with a girl and not really getting along with anyone else, you would be like, oh, I never really considered it.
Yeah.
I've only ever seen her as a friend. But.
Well, I feel like the pressures of getting married is more so on women and on guys like Antony, where he's like the head of the household.
Yeah.
I think that's really when it really matters, I guess, because nobody was telling Colin, oh, you're 33 now. He was what, 38? Because they were like 10 years apart or something.
No, he was 33.
He was? Okay. We're like, oh, you're 33 now. Time to settle down. Like, nobody said anything to him about that. And don't you just fucking hate that moment when he was like, let me not go too far. So he comes back from a trip, right?
Well, Penelope and Antony, when they're walking, Penelope's the one that suggests, like, maybe he should travel. He needs to get out and, like, experience the world if he's too complacent here and doesn't want to get married. And Antony's like, you know what? That's a really good idea. So Colin leaves to travel. And just for everyone to know, Lady Whistledown is and how do you say that word?
Gossip columnist, and it's an alias.
Alias, there we go. And it is Penelope who writes shit about all the people in the society.
But you know what's interesting to think about? When these books came out, you don't know it's Penelope. Like, no. You don't actually know it's Penelope. That's crazy to me.
I wish.
In the show, they revealed it like right away.
I wish they wouldn't have.
Yeah, because I think it's more interesting seeing how Colin figures it out, or catches her, I guess, in the act.
We wouldn't have known right off the bat, right?
No, there was like no way for us to know. There was nothing really that would
I wish
place her as Lady Whistledown.
Why did they do that? More drama.
More drama. And I think that they just wanted to cause drama between her and Eloise, which is the best friend.
Don't even get me started on
Eloise. And Colin's little sister.
Yep. So you're right. Colin goes away for a long time. That's when Lady Whistledown is over here talking to her shit, but always calling Colin a charmer.
I thought it was so cringy, though. I was like, damn, girl, you're making it too fucking obvious.
That fuck all these other people.
But Colin, there's something about him.
Me as Penelope. Oh, shit, I can't backspace. Lady Whistledown.
I know. Like, it's just like one, like, strike through. I thought it was funny, though, because then Colin shows up again, right? Mm-hmm. And what the? Our battery always like depleted by one. Colin shows up again.
Yes.
And they're at like a little party, whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
fucking it up.
Twerking on the walls and shit.
Penelope just twerking.
And I think Penelope was eating like a pastry.
Yeah.
And then it just like fell on the ground.
The cannoli. So the cream in the middle fell. How embarrassing. Oh, how droll.
I know.
So funny.
And then Colin sees her, and I think he like pokes fun at her for it, right? It's like, well, I mean, you can hide it in my mom's plant if you want.
Yeah. Oh, well, also, I want to mention the reason she's eating, because women back then would never dare to eat during these parties because you're supposed to be out there fucking it up.
Not actually, but
I know. But the reason she's not dancing anymore is because she's 20 of eight. She's 28. And
I hate it the way they said it. It's like 8 of 20.
Oh, 8 of 20 and 30 of 3.
Mm-hmm.
No one says that. Do your math. Okay, so she's 28. And because she's 28, she no longer has to put herself out there for the marriage.
She's considered a spinster now, which is like you're out of the age range for, I don't know, guys for guys to be like, wow, she's perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect time for babies and all that shit.
But I hate it because even her mom is like, yeah, well, you get to stay with me for the rest of my life when I get old.
She's like, thank God. Maybe this was her plan all along. She wanted someone to stay with her.
That's so fucked up. That is so fucked up. I fucking hate that shit. But you're right. She drops her cannoli and Colin's like, get rid of it. Wait.
You see that plant over there? Get rid of it, girl. See that
plant? Get the fuck rid of it. Put it under the plant. And
I thought it was so fucking funny because I don't know if you remember. There was a point in the book when I don't remember if it was Penelope or Colin? No, I think it was Colin. Where Colin says something like, you know, I'm very level-headed. Cut to every interaction they have, he just fucking loses his cool. Yeah, this bitch is always angry. I'm like,
he's always, but it's just with her.
It's like, know? I'm just so fucking passionate.
Know. Get rid of that fucking cannoli. And she hides it. It's as if, it's like if you visited my house and you like dropped something and you hid it under my couch.
Yeah, like if I dropped my Taco Bell and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna drop it right here. Yeah, let me just. She won't notice. It never happened.
And she did that, and she was like, oh my, how that was. What's a word that means like crazy? Give me a good word. That shit's fucked up.
That shit's so bonkers. Did they say that then? I actually have no idea.
Yeah, she came up with it. Lady Whistledown, Society Papers. But it kind of starts off with them just being really close. Mm-hmm. And anytime you're in Colin's perspective, it's just like, yeah, you know, Penelope, I've never really noticed. She has kind of a gloater.
No, not yet.
A little bit, because he notices that she buys her own clothes now.
Okay, but I just want to bring up this fucking bitch.
Go ahead.
So Penelope notices that she's not the only writer around here. She stumbles upon Colin's writings, I guess.
Journals.
There you go. Thank you. Journals.
His man diaries. Yeah.
His manly thoughts.
Dear Colin.
Colin?
Colin.
And so she just starts looking through this shit and thinking to herself, wow, he's such a good writer. I feel like I was there. So his writings are about his travels.
Yeah.
And he catches her that, you know, she went through his journals, and he's pissed. And she's just like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. It's just that I was so captivated. I was so into the story. I felt like I was there. I have to know, like, what happened?
I don't give a fuck. Can I tell you something? Anytime his writing came up, I was like, oh, good. I could skip a few pages.
Yeah.
I don't want to know that you went to Ireland and tried climbing a mountain.
Yeah, what the fuck do I care? It wasn't that Colin. And
that's your real name.
So... I don't remember if it was this moment. Was it this moment when they were really close together and he was like, I guess I never noticed. No. Yeah.
Well, this moment I do want to bring up because funny that in Duke and I, Daphne got really hurt. And it's like, don't move. Remember when she fell in that bush?
Oh, my God. She got scratches. She got impaled by this fucking bush.
Just the little... Yeah. Little scratch on her. Yeah. But he was trying to grab his journal and there was a letter opener and I think he put his hand down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it cut him and he just wouldn't stop bleeding.
He was like, this was my good hand. This is my writing hand.
How dare you? My and art!
And then Penelope was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that to you.
And
so
she was holding pressure and then he was just like,
ow.
No, but he was like, because didn't he also mention like she went away, but I kind of didn't want her to.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of knew that she didn't want to either.
Mm-hmm.
But then that's kind of it. His thoughts will always just end like, I never realized how good her skin looks.
Mm-hmm. Wow, how much she glows. Guess she
has changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much has time changed for her?
Yeah.
As well as for him.
But yeah, he's a little writer. Mm-hmm. And she like is the first person to ever praise his writing. So anytime she does, he's just kind of looking for it. It's like, well, what did you think about the first part? Well, what did you think about when I said I climbed up the hill? Were you like there with me? Don't tell me. Okay, wait, tell me anything.
he like leaves it on a cliffhanger. He's like, did he survive? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Sure.
Okay, here's chapters 2-10. Go.
Please edit. Thank you.
But she's only really read that part. And he's already like super giddy. And then he realizes to himself, like, wow, I'm like seeking out Penelope Featherington's
approval.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Crazy. I would never, because I hate, cause that's always what it felt like, right? Mm-hmm. Where he was like, me?
Looking with Penelope?
And then even in his mind, he would go towards the like, well, you know, there's popular people and then there's Penelope.
Yeah. That was so sad.
Well, how'd you feel about the first time after, I think it's after he's read it, she's walking over to the Bridgerton house because she was invited for tea and they meet outside and she's dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And Lady Danbury, which we didn't mention, but she's like an old lady who kind of oversees the marriages.
So in the show, they gave Lady Danbury's role to Queen Charlotte.
Yes.
Because Lady Danbury is someone that everybody just fucking fears. And so... she has a lot of power in this society. And this girl is just like, you know what? I'm fucking bored.
Mm-hmm.
All of these balls, they lead to nothing.
All of these bitches.
I don't give a fuck anymore. And then she's like, isn't that right, guys? Aren't you guys bored? And they're like, yeah, queen. Yes, we're bored.
I thought it was funny when it's like, yeah, so bored. No, yeah, I'm totally bored. And then Penelope was like, isn't it crazy that we're finding enjoyment out of saying we're bored?
I know.
And no one fucking says anything. And she's like, oh, no, chill. Okay.
No, yeah, over. Exactly. Anytime she speaks, it's like she didn't speak.
But
and so Lady Danbury basically says... you know what? £1,000 to whoever finds out who is Lady Whistledown.
And it's a huge find. Like, it's a huge thing. And Penelope gets put on the spot. Like, who do you think it is? And she's like, Lady Danbury.
Yeah.
And that's like a huge thing to call out Lady Danbury.
Mm-hmm.
So Lady Danbury's like, I fucking like you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be good friends.
Yeah. Like, she finds her funny, I guess.
So go back to...
But also, it's important to say that Colin is... super sure that it's his sister Eloise.
Yes,
because he's like, Eloise, she's a fucking chismosa, she knows everything.
Mm-hmm.
So he thinks it's her.
So cut back to it's the second big meeting between Colin and Penelope. She's walking down the street going to house number 5, which is where most of the Bridgertons live now since Anthony took the big house. Fuck him. But
I think it's so interesting when they say, oh, Anthony and his wife Kate and their 3 children.
They didn't stop.
They didn't stop. And then Daphne and Simon and their two children, I think. Something like that. I think that's cute. Get a little bit of a snippet.
So she's, Penelope's walking down the street and she was like, I really told everyone Lady Danbury's Lady Whistledown. And Lady Danbury told me, you're that bitch. You know what? I am that bitch. And she started like dancing down the street. Uh-huh. And so then Colin sees her and is like, hey, are you dancing? And she was about to deny it. And she's like, you know what? No, I am dancing. Mm-hmm. And he puts out his hand to dance with her. And she has to be like, we shouldn't do that because people are going to think you're courting me. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, what's wrong with that? It's like, well, if it doesn't work out, everyone's going to think you broke up with me and I can't handle that. Mm-hmm. Like what that would do to my reputation. And then he's just kind of like, oh.
He's just like, oh, well, I mean, it was just a simple dance. Damn.
What, no hug? What, no fucking hug?
I thought we were friends. What? Penelope.
What, no waltz?
But that was literally the energy.
But then they have like, okay, let's start over. But then the second time they start over that conversation, they get in a fight.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't even remember what the fight was about. It was about his writing?
Hold on, let me think. I just remember the time that he got really, really upset with her was when he caught her without a chaperone.
It was that. It was then.
Right? Because he like saw her get into a carriage that wasn't her family's carriage. He followed her. Oh,
no. That's a different one.
Well, whatever. Let's just go. He followed her and then he was like, girl, where
the fuck are you going?
Why are you here? Where is your chaperone? And he was just like yelling at her and just being like, girl, you can't just be around here.
You know what? By yourself. Hated? It always painted him like that, but in his mind, because you know they're going to end up together. In his mind, he would always be like, why is it always with her? I can't control myself. Mm-hmm. My urges. Oh, God.
Gross.
But that conversation that they have, just any conversation that they have, really, it always ends with him going like, you know, you're going to regret this. Something's gonna happen and you're gonna regret it.
Yeah.
And she never says anything.
I remember what argument you're thinking about. They got upset with each other.
Because they didn't bring a maid to walk her.
No, I was thinking about the time when he made a comment like, oh, well, I mean, you can do whatever you want. And she was like, no, I literally can't. You can do whatever you want, yeah. But I can't.
You're right.
You're a man. I'm a woman.
Because he was complaining about his life, too. And oh, she was like, You're literally a Bridgerton.
And a man.
Julia Quinn has made a series about you, bitch. Mm-hmm. Me, I'm Penelope fucking Featherington, and I'm a spinster.
Yeah.
You don't know what it's like to be put on a shelf already?
Yeah, so that's why they were fighting. And he was kind of like, damn, I never thought about it like that.
Can I tell you a big ick? A big Julia Quinn ick?
What is that?
Why is it that the only plus size romance in all 9 of these fucking children, the other partner, so Colin, also has to like eating? Why does he also have to be someone who can eat a lot? Because doesn't it kind of feel... Do you get what I mean? Or am I just going crazy?
Okay, I didn't think about it like that.
I immediately thought about it. Because it kind of felt like her going like, well, they already have so much in common. They eat a lot.
They're just foodies together. They're foodies. You know? No. They go through food adventures.
It just felt weird because it felt like, oh my, it was like childish even. Because there was this one point, and I'm going to speed along because... there's one point where Penelope's at home sleeping and it's like, Mr. Bridgerton is here for you. And she's like, oh my fucking God, let me pin up my hair and do my. And he comes and the whole time he's like, I got to tell you something. And I'm so angry. Where the fuck is the food? Where the fuck is the food? And it's like, calm down.
Yeah.
You don't have to. And they always talk about like they always have to take out 10 trays for him. It's like, bitch, you're gonna go through a fucking potato famine. And he's been to Ireland, so like he wouldn't fucking know. That's why it happened.
He's like, girl, I've been through that. Okay, I don't want to go through that again. I guess I didn't think about it, but you're right. There was a lot of moments where he was like starved. This man has not eaten in a month. Mm-hmm. Do you think that Julia did it so it could be like, oh, see, he eats a lot. Yes. It's normal. Yes. It's okay. No big deal.
I would not put it past her.
Really?
It feels like that. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be weird if, like, this is even fucked up to say, but, like, if she enjoyed eating, I wish there would have been a moment where if someone called her out, he would have been like, no, I'm going to eat right there fucking with her. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
That's all. Like, showing, like, you're allowed to go for it.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing wrong with what you're going to eat.
Yeah.
But exactly. Instead, it's just like he eats even more than her. Yeah, that's my thing.
Okay.
That was my ick.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I guess it didn't really hit me.
I wonder if the show is going to do that because it doesn't feel right.
They might.
I don't know.
They have a whole eating contest.
It would make sense. Oh my God. I would fucking die. Everyone would die. Everyone would be like, oh, so only the plus size can do an eating contest. Interesting.
I don't know.
You don't see fucking Hyacinth like. First of all, Hyacinth, I fucking love that girl.
Yeah, she's funny.
She's so funny. Mm-hmm. So there's a point where he goes to visit Penelope and he's like, I got a confession to make, babe. And it's like, what's the confession? It's like, I think Lady Whistledown, Society Papers, is my sister Eloise. Mm-hmm. How do I know that? She's a fucking snitch. Ever since she was baby.
Yeah.
She's so chismosa.
Well, they had already talked about that.
No, it was at that point. Because then when they bring it up, he says, I don't know why I know this book really well. Because at this point, he's like, well, think about it. Like, if for some reason Lady Whistledown said that you and I kissed, like, people could have assumptions that maybe we slept together, but we didn't even kiss.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, she's like, wait a minute. Hot and bothered by you saying the K word. What if we did kiss? And he fucking short-circuited. And she was like... Well,
the way that she asks... Hold on. I feel like you're taking over.
I'm sorry. You want to hold hands?
Yeah. Doesn't she get quiet with him and she's like, it's because the thing about Julia Quinn is she makes everything super melodramatic.
Yeah.
So she just starts like spiraling and she's just like, wait, Colin, I'm 28 years old. I've never been kissed. Can you please kiss me? Can you please like do me a big favor and just like kiss me because I don't want to die never having been kissed before.
And then it gets quiet and he's just looking at her. And I think he literally says like, like I think it wrote it out.
And I think in his thoughts, he was like, do her a favor. No, I kind of want to.
In his thoughts, he was like, that's the best fucking idea Pen has had.
Mm-hmm.
And then she immediately like, I'm sorry, I'm going to go. And then turns around and she's like, wait. Fuck that. No, I want to be kissed because I don't want to live my, you know, like you said, I don't want to live the rest of my life like this. And he grabs her face and I think it's at this part where he describes like, I've never noticed like how luscious her lips are. Like, I wonder what they would look like on my lips, how they would feel like on my skin, how they would look like on ... other parts of my body. So thank you for watching our episode.
What the fuck, Colin?
That's kind of...
He really just like flipped completely.
Yeah.
He went from, Penelope, I would never, to, wait, she's so beautiful. Wait, I've never noticed how pretty she is.
You're sexy. Where's my hug?
Where's the waltz?
Where's the 2-3s? Come on. I could not. I will say, though, when they kissed, I was like, fucking finally. 170 pages in and they fucking finally kissed.
Mm-hmm.
It fucking escalated very quickly.
Yeah.
Hella got turned on as soon as they kissed. This boy has no...
No chill. Weren't they inside of a carriage and then they started fucking arguing about something? They're always fucking fighting.
So the carriage one was because when he followed her, he figured out she was Lady Whistledown.
Oh, I hated this part, though, because he followed her. And she was, like, delivering, mm-hmm. you know, the chisme. And he was like, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? And so he took the paper from her and she was, like, begging him, like, please don't read that.
Yep.
Please give that back to me. Please. And he did. And he was like, you know what? No. And then he opened it and he was like, what? You? Do you know what they're going to say about you? Do you know what they're going to do to you when they find out all of this shit that you said about everybody else?
And I think she kind of mentions, like, it doesn't affect you,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then he grabs her face, but it does. And
all of a sudden, it does, Penelope.
He's not angry and, like, his fucking tongue is down her throat.
Yeah, so they were fighting and then they were making out.
They were about to have sex in this carriage.
Yeah, they were.
It was kind of funny because they got to her house And he was like, we're here. And she's like, do you think we could do a lap around the block?
No, she thought that she could sneak in, remember? And he was like, they're going to notice you. The way that you look right now, they're going to notice
you. But isn't this also the part where they're getting off and he was like, so you're marrying me, right?
Yeah, out of fucking nowhere. It's because he was so turned on and he was like, I got to sleep with her. And the only way for her to sleep with me, marry me. And so he was like, we're getting married, right? And she was like, no fucking way. Are you serious? And he was ready. He said, I'm going to go in there, march right up to your mother and tell her, I'm marrying this girl.
How did you feel about that whole part with Portia?
Portia was so fucking annoying. I can't. It's hard for me to believe that she is that dense. Because Portia was convinced that her youngest, which was Felicity, was going to be marrying Colin.
Which Felicity was 12.
Yeah, what the fuck? And so when Colin and Penelope show up, she's like trying to tell Penelope, go get some tea for Colin.
He's so hungry. Go get food.
Yeah.
This boy has not eaten in 1 hour.
While Felicity stays right here with us. And Penelope's going to do it. But then Colin stops her and is just like, no, I want Penelope here. Don't you have someone else to fetch the tea?
And then when he finally admits, like, I want to marry your daughter, and Felicity's, like, gone upstairs because Colin was able to send her away, the mom is like, Felicity, come down here. You're getting married.
She's, like, super excited.
Like, no, Penelope. And then she says, like, Penelope?
Who's Penelope?
She says it with a question where, like, Penelope feels horrible. Like, she's like, why the fuck would my mom say that? You know, I understand where Penelope comes from with, like, at the end of the day, she's still my mom and I love her. But this book did a horrible way of showing any type of love between those two.
Yeah. No, I agree, because I don't think there's anything redeeming about her.
I wish that the mom would have figured out that Penelope had given all of her Lady Whistledown money to her. You remember the aunt passed away and she just gave it all to her mom?
Never. She shouldn't have done that.
She shouldn't have. I hope the show does it better. Because honestly, I fucking hated that family so much. Felicity, valid. Everyone else, no.
Yeah. I don't even... Wait, in the show, does she still have her siblings? I don't remember.
She has two older ones. Felicity, I don't remember her.
I don't either.
But they go tell the Bridgertons and Eloise is like happy, but she's like... You know, I just thought we were going to be spinsters together, but...
Forever.
You remember Spinster Sisters?
What happened to that plan?
But even Eloise is kind of, like, acting weird. Because she's been having ink on her hands. And I fucking knew where that was going. But I was like, no, I'm not going to read into it. But I'm going to speed along. Because fucking Penelope, she's getting married to a Bridgerton. Oh, my gosh. Lady Whistledown, retired. But then all of a sudden...
Well, the only reason she retired was because Colin forced her to retire.
Yeah.
Oh, and then remember how he said that Lady Danbury was like £1,000 for you guys to unmask Lady Whistledown? Well, fucking Cressida, which I don't know if you remember Cressida. I don't know if you remember her from the first season. You know, she was the blonde one who I think was kind of mean. I don't really remember that much.
Why are they all named after cars?
I don't know. Maybe we should email Julia.
Yeah. Julia convertible.
Seriously.
Julia C. Quinn. Go ahead.
Cressida's like, it's me. I'm Lady Whistledown. Sorry, guys. Sorry. I'll take my £1,000. Thank you.
But Lady Danbury, Penelope, and a bunch of other people are like, you're fucking dumb, though.
Yeah.
So, like, how would it be you? But I don't... Okay, this is what I don't get. So... Penelope has retired as Lady Whistledown. She's getting married to Colin, and Cressida says this thing, and she insults Cressida by saying, like, you know,
it's, you're not very bright, basically.
Basically. But then as Lady Whistledown, she feels a need to respond and say, like, hey, I'm Lady Whistledown. So on the night of the engagement party.
Well, no, she wants to respond and say, I would hate if my year's work was ruined by being attached to Cressida. I am not her.
But she said it in a way where she used an insult that Penelope had said. How would she have figured that out? Because the insult itself, I think it was like, it's a heartbreak. It's heartbreaking being compared to you. Mm-hmm. And I think she said the same thing. And then Penelope was like, oh my God, it's so obvious. It's like, no, anyone can say that. Mm-hmm. it's not something, it's not an unusual comment. I would understand if it was specific, but it wasn't. Yeah. So I hate that Penelope was so quick to be like, no one will believe you.
So you say that because Cressida went up to her and was like, I know who you are, and I know it because you wrote this and you said this. Which, by the way, Colin found out that Penelope wanted to cleanse her name, I guess, and not be associated with Cressida. And he was like disappointed in her. He was like, this is your way out. Like, people can just associate Lady Whistledown with Cressida and not think anything badly about you now if it ever were to come out that you're her.
So then at this engagement party, because Colin is like,
Cressida blackmails her.
Yeah. Cressida's into like giving her 10,000 pounds or else she'll tell everyone. Mm-hmm. But so then Penelope tells Colin, and Colin is like, I'm not angry, but I'm like, kind of, I fucking told you so.
Yeah. And it was so annoying because then she tells him, I think I can convince Lady Danbury to take the fall and basically say, no, it's me. It's always been me.
Yeah.
That she's Lady Whistledown. And Colin is just like, no, this is not going to work. Mm-hmm. And no matter what you do, don't go to Lady Danbury.
And so then Colin comes up with a very, like, it was supposed to be a huge plan, which honestly, this was the dumbest plan I've ever heard.
No, seriously.
Oh, by the way.
There was no thought into this plan.
Because, okay, let me remember how it goes. So he goes to visit all of his brothers and his sisters, and he goes to Daphne and has this whole conversation with her, like, how do you know when you're in love? How do you know when you found the one? And she's like, I don't know. Thank you. And he's like, well, okay.
And yeah, it's because Colin and Daphne are the closest in age. Mm-hmm. So they're like the closest siblings.
Yes. So then he goes, tells all his brothers. Well, he tells Antony and Simon, which is the Duke from The Duke and I. Shout out. Tells them, hey, my girl Penelope, she's Lady Whistledown. And Antony thinks it's the funniest shit ever. It's like, damn, good for her. And he asks them for their support. And so the day of the engagement party, he goes up with Penelope and is like, look at my queen, do a spin for us. And she, like, you know, is up there.
Well, but it was very dramatic the entire time before that, because Penelope doesn't know what the fuck is going on. And all of the Bridgertons are basically like keeping an eye on her. Well, the women, they're just keeping an eye on her, and none of them can tell her why. And they don't even know why. They're just like, I don't know. Like, Colin wrote us this really scary note that said, don't leave her side.
Stick to her like glue.
And it emphasized glue.
I thought it was so funny that Hyacinth, like, someone would do something and she's like, that's not very glue-like of you.
Yeah.
You need to be glue.
Or she was like, I really need to do this thing, but then I wouldn't be sticking to you like glue.
She's so funny. So,
yeah, he pulls her up and is like, this is my wife. I mean,
I really hate that comment girl. He made where he was like, I think it was at this point where he said, like, you know, I would be out here more, but after this party, you know where we're going. And all the boys were like, woo!
Yeah.
Okay, don't talk about her like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, but then he's like, yeah, I want everyone to cheer for Penelope Featherington going to be Bridgerton. They all cheer. And I wanna shout out her second name so you guys know how clever, smart, and witty my girl is. Lady Whistledown. And then it's quiet. And the first person to clap is Lady Danbury.
Yeah. Oh, then it was funny because before he outed her, you just hear Cressida in the back like, no! My 10,000 pounds!
So then Lady Danbury claps, and then Antony claps because, you know, Colin asked him to. Mm-hmm. And then Simon claps, and then all the Bridgertons clap, and then everyone starts clapping.
Wow.
Your Lady.
You know what? That's the beauty of having a big ass family.
Wait, Penn, say the thing. Say the thing. Okay. Lady Whistledown, Society Papers. Ah, look at her.
They clap harder.
I cannot.
Why? They like basically ran away after this.
Right? Because they go into a room because he's like, she was like, we need to go now. And he was like, oh, right now. Right now. Wait, I was kind of kidding. Okay. And so they go into a room and Can I talk about their sex?
Yes. It was so fucking embarrassing.
Okay, tell.
Short, embarrassing. It did not seem like a good time at all.
Well, it's because, okay, first of all, she's inexperienced.
I'm not talking about her. More
experienced than Daphne was, because she talked about touching herself before.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, Queen knows what she's getting into. So what got me was there was one line where he rubbed her belly. I'm out of the room. I honestly, if that were to happen to me, I'd disassociate.
But do you think that Julia Quinn is thinking, oh, this is love?
Because he doesn't mind
rubbing her belly, showing love.
Babe, I'm kind of hungry right now.
Oh my God.
Do you got anything on you?
Got any snacks in there?
Oh, dude, oh my God, I fucking can't. So he's like rubbing it all up. And like, I fucking hate that he has like that, sit down, be there, open your leg. Like, he was like so demanding, and it's like, shut the fuck up, Colin. I'm not fucking listening to you.
Yeah.
And she would listen because it's like, because it's Colin and I know he knows what's right. And then they talk about having sex in front of a mirror. Does that ever happen? Was that what happened?
What do you mean?
Did they ever have sex in front of the mirror? Or did they just bring that up?
I think they just brought it up.
That's kind of funny.
Because I don't remember reading that.
I do. I remember him saying, like, next time I'm going to have you bend down and watch yourself.
I remember that part, but I don't remember, like, it actually happening. Yeah.
Why did he bring it up then?
Stay tuned. It's probably gonna happen in the show, though.
Because there is a mirror scene. Yeah, I heard that they broke furniture when they, like, were filming some of these scenes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's gonna go hard, dude. Oh my God.
Penelope, are you okay?
Pen! I fucking can't. It was
But then what happened?
They just have sex.
Yeah, but then we find out that Eloise actually left before this big ass reveal.
Yeah.
And it's not until like the epilogue where Eloise is getting married to some fucking stranger where she finds out. But it's because Hyacinth told her, so.
But Eloise has been sending letters to some guy.
Yeah.
The end.
Do you know who that is? Philip?
Philip, yeah.
Yeah?
A little bit.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm not a Quinn head, but.
That's because he's in the show.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even notice. Okay. I have a few thoughts.
Okay, go ahead.
It feels weird to me reading a story where Colin was just like, if only I had seen it sooner. Because I understand friends to lovers. But
I'm telling you, that's the trope I fucking hate. I just never saw it before, but now I see it.
It wasn't you who changed. It was me. I can see clearly now. Like, the thing is, I never realized I hated this, but this is such a bad way to, like, show friends to lovers. I wish he would have just had like a, oh, it's always been there, you know? And I wish she would have been courted by someone else.
That's what I wanted. Mm-hmm. I wanted her to have had another prospect.
Yeah.
And then Colin be like, oh, wait, hold on. Wait, she's mine.
Because that's from what the trailers of the season three, I kind of thought that's where it was going. Because there's a fight that they have in the trailer where it's like, you don't know what it's like to be a spinster. And I thought it was her being like, I finally have a prospect and you're going to tell me not to marry him after you didn't want to.
Yeah.
Like, I wish it was like that.
I've been avoiding the trailers because I just want to go in blind.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I only saw the I don't know if it was like a still or something of them looking into a mirror together. He was like behind her. That was the only thing I've seen so far.
Oh my God.
It's about to go down.
It just makes me mad because he doesn't seem that great of a guy. Mm-hmm. If all he, like, really the only thing he really wanted from her was sex the whole time.
Yeah, that's why he wanted to marry her. And I feel like it's really sad to me because Colin realized that he didn't really have a purpose in life. Mm-hmm. And I think he just got fixated on the idea of, oh, maybe marriage is my next step, you know?
Do you remember that conversation they had where he was telling her that the only reason he didn't like talking about Lady Whistledown was because he was jealous of her?
Oh, my nothing. God. Yes.
And then she, because he was like, I have nothing. You have your life work. I have nothing. Mm-hmm. And then she says, well, you have me. And he was like, you know, that's not the point.
Yeah, I remember that. I thought it was crazy. I mean, don't get me wrong. I do like that he was honest enough to tell her that he was feeling jealous. Like, that's a big step. But why are you feeling jealous? Like, you should be happy for her. And it was actually Penelope who would push him to publish his writings.
Yep.
And there's just something about her having to retire and him just, like, writing. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like, there's something icky about that to me.
I wish that she would have continued for her, or if she would have ended on her terms. Because there was that whole thing that she wrote a long time ago. It's like, if Penelope gets married to a Bridgerton, that's the end of the world.
Yeah, she did say that. Well, she wrote it as Lady Whistledown. And I think she wrote it because she knew that the possibility was really fucking low.
Yeah. I hated the whole food thing a lot.
Yeah.
But Julia has this thing where, like, when I'm reading it, I'm fucking digesting this shit. I'm like...
Well, it's a really easy read.
I'm eating that shit up, and then I get to the end, and it's like, what did I eat? What did I eat? She gave me a taco shell. There was nothing in there. I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
I think the show is going to do it better. Oh, but I really, really hope that they add another prospect for her.
Like they did for Daphne?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I totally forgot about that. Mm-hmm. But that one for Daphne didn't seem like an actual thing. Like, you knew it wasn't going to happen. Yeah.
I wish it did.
I want someone to look at Penelope and be like, hey.
Hey, you're kind of hot.
Cute. And Colin to be like, no, don't know.
No, she's mine.
It's like, no, she's not.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, why am I not writing this? Julia, get a pen and paper. I'm so sad because I really wanted to love this book. Oh, that's what I wanted to bring up. You remember the Kate and Anthony story
at
the epilogue? It was them all playing, I think, pickleball or cricket or whatever.
Yeah.
And you see that Penelope and Colin are together, but they're being annoyingly lovey-dovey.
Yeah.
I thought everyone hated them. Like, when I read that, I was like, they seem annoying as fuck.
Mm.
So
I don't really remember that epilogue.
I do, because I remember feeling bad for them because it was like they're just loving each other.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't really see that. I wish he was more loving for her, or loving to her in front of others.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that was kind of cute was when Lady Danbury was like, oh, Penelope, you're lucky. And then he was like, no, it's me who's lucky.
Yeah, that was cute. But I wish there would have been more of that.
Yep.
More of him realizing how lucky he is to have Penelope. And Penelope has always liked him.
I wish
always been in love with him.
I wish she would have said no to something once to him.
Because
she would argue with him, but she would never be against what he would do.
And I think she even brought up, like, what am I going to do? Say no to him? I mean, it is sad to think about how women, like, had to get married at this time. Because then if not, then...
You're a spinster.
Yeah.
How did you feel during the engagement party when the Lady Whistledown paper that was like, I'm not fucking Cressida, bitch, came out and Colin was so angry that Penelope was too scared to look at him? Do you remember that? And then he was like, we're going to leave after we dance.
Because he was disappointed.
Mm-hmm. And then she was like, oh, we're dancing, but, you know, I would think you'd be smiling. And he's like, yeah, I would think you'd smile too, huh? But you ruined this night. It's like, it's not that deep.
I'm telling you. He's toxic.
I wanted him to not be toxic. That's my thing. I wanted him to be better.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me sad because he was the brother that I wanted to like the most. How many brothers are there? It's Anthony, Benedict, Colin, and George. Is that his name?
Who the fuck is George?
The youngest? George?
Is it George?
I'm making him up. Yeah, Hyacinth and little George. They call him LG. Lil John. Yes, there is.
You could be lying to me. I have no idea.
Who's the F?
Francesca. Who the fuck is Francesca?
She's out. She's out partying it up.
I think she is. I think you're right. George?
There is. That sounds so basic compared to all the other brothers.
Especially Hyacinth.
I still think that out of everyone, I don't know, because Anthony was a little better than Colin.
I think it's so funny because I just think back to how Antony was so fucking annoying in book one and how he was better in the show. I don't remember if I liked him in the book, though. I can't remember. Mm. And then Colin, I feel like, is like forgettable in the first two seasons.
But that's his whole character. He doesn't want to be forgettable. He just wants to munch. Oh, my God.
I don't know. I hate that they went out of order, though.
I hate that his books at the end were successful. I ain't reading that shit.
I know. Oh, but then at the end, wasn't she like, she was editing his work and then she told him, oh, I think I want to write something too.
Called The Wallflower. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, how's it going to end, babe? It's like with a happy ending, of course.
All because of you, babe.
Bring in the fucking Ariana Grande, yes, and instrumental version. Yes.
Say that chest.
I hate that Bridgerton is very loved because I don't really like these books.
The books are bad, but the show is interesting.
The show is good. I love the second season.
The second season, banger.
And I don't want to watch Queen Charlotte, but I don't know, because people are gonna watch this and not read them, and they're not good. They're not good.
That's why I'm telling you, how the heck did these books like get read and then just like made better? I don't know how to describe it, because it's still kind of the same.
It is,
but not really.
Well, like, the thing that's most hated is the fact that there are people of color in this and they don't bring up racism at all in the Regency era. Which I think is true. Like, why?
No, but then they mentioned they did bring it up, though. In the first season.
No, but they mentioned it as like, I remember tough times. And it's like, no, you don't. Mm. Like, no, in this world, you don't. So why are you bringing it up as if it's a thing when it's not a thing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I think it's supposed to be a thing that's just forgotten.
Okay. I don't know. I really hope that we see a lot of furniture breaking in a good way.
I don't know if we're gonna talk about the Netflix show, though, because
I don't think so either.
Well, because this is like way before when it comes out, but if we do talk about it, it'll be on our Patreon.
I tell you, one of the girls, one girl that I'm not super close to, messaged me through Instagram because I posted that I read it, and she was like, how are you reading it? And I was like, this has been a book.
Yeah.
This has been a book.
Yeah, for a long time now.
Yeah. I don't know. It just makes me kind of like.
Do people not like, I don't know, when things come out, do people not look into it and see if it's originally a book?
I never did, really. When I was younger, I never really looked into anything.
But we're not. No, I mean now.
I guess not.
I usually do. Like, I'll see if it's adapted by something.
Yeah. Makes sense now, but I guess not. It's not something people do. Mm-hmm.
What would you rate it?
She's not missing much. Oh, gosh. You know, out of all of them.
5 out of 5. Don't lie.
Out of all of them, I think I did actually enjoy this one for the humor.
Yeah.
And what it could have been.
Oh, you're so sweet.
But I just can't stand the whole. It's just the food thing that really gets me. I think I'm going to give this. It just went lower. I think I'm going to give this a 2.6.
Wow, that's high.
Yeah. Cuz I did actually like it. It was fine.
No, I can't say the same. I feel like I didn't laugh once. I would give it like a 1.3 maybe.
That's half of what I said. Oh my god.
Maybe a 1.
I can't believe it.
0.25.
Mm.
Cuz you can do that on StoryGraph.
Well, Lady Danbury said this was going to be the best season yet, which she says about every fucking Bridgerton. Also, okay, can I say something? Can I say something controversial? If this show gets 7 seasons for all the kids, isn't it weird that we're seeing the kids grow up and then we're going to see them in spice scenes?
I think they would pick new actors.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Or are they going to keep Eloise?
How old is Eloise? I don't think she's...
I don't know, but I could see them keeping them. But that's weird because I don't want to see them grow up and do that. I don't even want to read the Hyacinth story. That feels weird and wrong to me. I don't know. It really gets me.
I guess.
Down to a 2.
I don't really want to think about that. I really don't want to think about that.
Oh,
I'm
Julia.
Just hoping that they get all recasted.
Do you think Simon will come back for season 3?
No.
But he has to clap.
I think he...
There's Simon in the back. Where?
It's like... It's the back of his head.
You can hear him. Can't really see him, though.
Oh, my God. I wish he would come back. You are only coming back for, like, one scene.
The clap. And for him to be like...
I'm on your side, bro.
That's my brother. I'm a Bridgerton, too.
That's my brother, and that's my sister.
I'm the Duke of Hastings. Shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. Dude. I'm ready to let this book go, but I can see us reading the other ones very soon, and I'm scared. Are we going to read Benedict? Are they even going to do him?
I think he might be next, maybe. Who knows? No, I think Eloise is next.
Benedict's just not going to get married. I thought Benedict was going to be gay.
So did I.
You think that they're going to play with that idea?
I think so.
Okay, I'm in again. I'm in again. Because how is it that every kid is just going to end up in a marriage? Mm. I don't know.
I thought Eloise was going to be gay.
I wanted Eloise to not give a fuck. Mm-hmm. And if she wanted to be a spinster, let her be a spinster.
Yeah.
And but, maybe if she wanted to have a family, it would be like a found family, not a marriage and kid.
But she did have a crush on that paper boy.
I remember that.
I think he was a paper boy. I'm not sure what he was.
Weird. That's not Eloise. Eloise wouldn't.
But she did, though.
I hated that scene where Penelope was like, I'm getting married. And then Eloise like, I'm working on it. It's like, what? Like, don't ask me about it. It's like, don't throw things like that at us. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. But then, I mean, I feel bad for her. Because now you're doing it by yourself.
I don't care. No, Eloise, do it for you.
I don't know. I'm trying to put myself in the position of that era. And I feel like I would just be... pressured.
That's a lot. I think I would.
I don't know. I would
not want to parade myself.
Me neither. I think I would cry.
Oh God. And right now, I'm 20 of 8, so like I would be spinster age. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. But if I had Ariana Grande instrumental music playing in the background, I think I could make it through.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to say about this book?
No.
I'm ready to let her go.
I think we've said enough.
Well, thank you for everyone who's listening to us, whether that be Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or anywhere you get your podcasts on. Thank you so much. If you can please leave a rating of 5 stars, it literally takes 2 seconds and makes a huge difference. And give us a review recommending us our next read. That would be great. If you want to support us and you have a little bit of money, what can they do?
So we do have a Patreon, and at the moment it really just serves as a way for our listeners to let us know that you really enjoy our content. I mean, we do post twice a week. That's a lot of books. You can find us on patreon.com/bookfix. But if you don't want the commitment of monthly, then you can find us on Ko-fi, which is ko-fi.com/thebookfix, or buymeacoffee.com/thebookfix.
If you are watching us on YouTube, thank you so much. If you can like, comment, subscribe, and hit that notification bell, because we post every Tuesday and Thursday. If you want to support us on social media, we do have an Instagram and a Threads at The Book Fix Pod, TheBookFixPod. And we also have a TikTok and a Goodreads, The Book Fix, TheBookFix. Thank you. Let's go ahead and find some reviews of this book. I will read the positive, since I absolutely love this book. This comes from Book Wonderland, who gave it a 5 out of 5. Colin is my favorite Bridgerton since the first book, so I was really excited to read his book, and it was amazing. I also really love Penelope. She's my favorite heroine in this series. I was so happy she finally got the man of her dreams. Their story was adorable. Additionally, we find out who Lady Whistledown is. For a long time, I had no clue, but in this book, I had my suspicions. The author really chose the perfect person to be her. This made the story even better. Anyway, I'm going to miss her in the next books. Sounds like she died. Oh my God. Rest in peace, Pen.
Okay, so this comes from Laura. They gave it 1 out of 5, and this is kind of long. So they wrote, I'll never recommend this series to anybody. I had high hopes for book 4, but again, it was such a disappointment. It's not a love story. It's a toxic relationship, just like the previous books. Colin has anger issues, just like Antony and Benedict. He is well known as the fun Bridgerton, and there are moments that I can't even recognize him. That he can't even recognize himself because of his anger moments. He gets mad at Penelope basically the whole time. He gets mad because she has a secret. He gets mad because he didn't discover the secret. And then he gets mad because he's jealous of her. Numerous times he grabs Penelope by her shoulders or hands and he hurts her. At some point he even mentions that he is so furious that his wife could wake up the next day with a huge bruise. Also, Colin is happy when Penelope is scared about everyone discovering her secret because she should be scared about the talk that they will have alone after and what could happen during that talk. Everything is so terrible that I can't comprehend how everyone is giving such high ratings to this book. Penelope mentions during the story that she doesn't know how she could be in love during so many years with Colin when this guy that she was in love with didn't even exist. She didn't know that Colin was completely different. However, she still believes that he's gentle and kind because he shows that he cares about her sometimes. And that's enough to make the anger go away. That's extremely problematic, people. This isn't love. It's toxic. It's a toxic relationship where the girl thinks that the minimum is enough and that the guy just has some terrible moments. But most of the time, he's a nice guy. This book has no problem. Oh, wait, sorry. This book has absolutely no purpose, and it's horrifying to think that some younger people may read this and believe that love always has to be a little bit violent. How could someone like this book? How could anyone be okay with the story?
Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.
Bye. Bye.
I didn't even bring that out, but I wanted to. How do you feel about the fact of... It was mentioned that you love someone a lot if they make you angry.
I think, well, I don't remember exactly how it was said in the book, but I know that people think this way because you're having a reaction. Yeah. And if you have a reaction, that means you care. Mm-hmm. But I would say that if you're angry at someone, especially all of the fucking time, is that really an environment you want to be in? Like, why would you want to be angry all the time? You know, I don't think
you care a lot. It's a horrible way to
I don't agree.
I don't agree with the way that they played it out. It didn't make sense to me.
But I don't agree because you're saying that him getting angry at her all the fucking time means he cares about her. I think he just wanted to control her.
And I forgot about the bruise part.
Oh yeah, and then I forgot that he would always be grabbing her and she would be like, ow.
I do remember him mentioning like, sometimes I just want to grab my wife and shake her.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Oh
yeah. Yeah, he's fucking weird.
They're talking about the Bridgertons on like a pedestal, but they're all kind of like this.
Mm-hmm. There's something about, I guess, men being so fucking emotional that some people really love, but mm-hmm. It's like
it's controlling.
Toxic, dangerous, and controlling. Mm-hmm. And I can't stand it. And I think that's why I don't like any of these books.
Yeah.
They all fucking suck.
They do all suck. Well, hopefully this is our last trip with Julia.
It probably isn't, because I think it is interesting to talk about, especially because of how ridiculous it is.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so in the first book, I remember that whole scene with Daphne falling into a bush and everyone being like, oh my God, is she okay? And then the bee stinging.
Yeah.
Well, about to sting Kate and Anthony freaking the fuck out.
Is she okay? And he puts his lips on her chest to suck the venom out.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about the carriage scene. Where like the carriage like flips and he's just like, oh my God, she's fucking dead in there.
Oh yeah.
And in this one, I don't remember exactly what the scene was, but wasn't there a moment where she almost trips and he like catches her and he's like, oh my God, are you okay?
I could have lost you there.
You could have hit your head and never opened your eyes once again. And I just feel like all of these like damsel in distress moments and this guy being a fucking bitch and just like helping her 1 second doesn't erase all of the toxic shit that he put her through. But that goes for all of the guys. So yep. Not just Colin.
Okay, let's let it go. I can't talk about this anymore.